Module 2, Identifying the Four Levels of Quantum Jumping. Like any skill, quantum jumping should be honed and sharpened. As you get closer to mastering the material, you'll find that there are four basic levels to quantum jumping. First, there is the basic jumper, then there's the novice jumper, third, the master jumper, and the fourth stage is the quantum jumper. There is a fifth stage, that of master quantum jumper, but no one I know of has reached that particular state as yet. The master quantum jumper can hallucinate a scene, jump into it while fully aware and going about their regular business, act in their jump. Sort of doing two things at once, kind of like combing your hair and thinking about a mathematics solution. Or a lucid dream where you can control the events. You might say the master quantum jumper is everyone's eventual goal. Now, along with the four levels of jumping, there are also four levels of meditation. Meditation is the jumping off place, so to speak. And the deeper the relaxation, the more concentrative the meditator, the more successful the jump. Here are the distinctions to quantum jumping. One, the basic jumper. The basic jumper basically reads about and gets used to the idea that maybe there's something to this quantum jumping. The basic jumper thinks that it may be psychological or some exotic metaphysical technique that makes it work. But whatever it is, the basic jumper is going to try it a few times. The basic jumper may not quite get the picture as strongly as, let's say, the second distinction, the novice jumper. The novice jumper has done the meditation exercise at least three or four times and has taken a simple jump into a twin self and has received vague information that leads the novice to believe that maybe there's something to this quantum jumping business. And then three, a master jumper starts the day with a jump into a parallel where a twin self has already completed the day and goes over the things that were done to make it a success. The master jumper uses jumping to set goals for the week, the month, and the year. And four, the quantum jumper. The quantum jumper has experienced successes with creativity, success, relationships, and life in general. The quantum jumper uses jumping all the time. When a situation comes up, the quantum jumper will consider the twin self in a similar circumstance and go over the situation, considering all the consequences before making any decisions. I'm going to advise you to stick with basic jumping for a week or so. Do it at least seven times during that period. You may get a good result the first time. Many do, but don't be concerned if you don't. It's not unusual. It's primarily the way that you accept the premise of quantum jumping and how deeply you meditate. In the beginning, a light state of meditation will take you to the jumping off place. Then as you progress and go deeper, it gets easier. Just think. Think this. What if? What if? What if there were an infinity of universes and dimensions, as many physicists believe? What if in one of those universes there was a duplicate you? A you exactly the same, except that you made different choices and you got to a different spot. I once did a class in the town of Kona on the big island of Hawaii. Bob Gilchrist was one of the participants. Bob told me that he'd been through Silva, went through a few trainings with Tony Robbins and a few others, but still hadn't found what he was looking for. Well, quantum jumping was new to him. And as he had been through the Robert Monroe seminar, he was familiar with out-of-body experiences, and he asked if that was the premise of quantum jumping. Well, Bob took to quantum jumping like the proverbial fish takes the water. He saw a connection between jumping and out-of-body experiences that he had experienced. Bob wanted to get right into being a quantum jumper. He felt he could skip over the basic novice and master jumper stages and get right to being a quantum jumper, as he did out-of-body work for some time, and he had had many successes. Quantum jumping was perfect for him, as with the OBEs, the out-of-body experiences, he saw himself from he saw himself from a kind of a fly on the wall perspective. Sitting on his couch, he saw himself on the wall looking at his body. Many times he felt as though he were floating out and away from his body. But there were no gains, and no real gains for him there. He couldn't use that. There was no benefit there. But now with quantum jumping, he could actually get some benefit out of his OBEs, his out-of-body experiences. Deep into meditation he went. Lower brain waves took him to a deep alpha state. He was hoping for theta, but as he had no mechanism such as an EEG to measure his brain waves, he just assumed he was there. He reported seeing the door quite clearly as he went deeper into the relaxed meditative state, deeper than he'd ever been. Opening the door, he imagined himself just floating past the threshold into a parallel universe where his twin self was an inventor and had come up with a new method of getting energy from the currents of the ocean. It was apparently a series of vanes, similar to a windmill that was attached to a platform like those oil platforms in different parts of the oceans. The current, running steady, turns the vanes and generates electricity, which is stored in the platform and transferred to ships and then to cities. He imagined himself getting all this information, which was quite enterprising, because the success of this particular venture would literally change the world and the domination of the oil markets. Well, Bob is currently working on the idea. He's quit all other things to concentrate on this vision he got from his doppelganger. Now, not everyone gets anything quite so grandiose out of a jump, but even a jump that was reported by Millie Lester can be exciting. Millie didn't know what she should prepare for dinner on Sunday for her family. Being a basic jumper, having only jumped once before, she thought she'd see what her counterpart had for dinner. And so she went to a twin self who'd already had Sunday dinner to see what she had prepared. Millie went to a light meditation and then through the door, not knowing what to expect, but she saw her twin self preparing for bed. She asked what she had had for dinner and thought she heard her twin self say a great salad with lettuce, olives, cherry tomatoes cut in half, anchovies, and basil leaves. Well, Millie thought that wasn't exactly a mind-blowing experience, but it did give her an idea for dinner. Now she had a goal. And before you knew it, her family was sitting down to dinner that featured a large salad with anchovies, lettuce, basil, olives, and cherry tomatoes neatly sliced in half. To give the salad a little more body, Millie put slices of seared tuna on top of it. She actually wrote me of her first success and asked, did all that really come from a twin self in a parallel universe? Or, she said, did I just daydream it? And my answer was, what's the difference? The idea is to get something that's helpful to you. And whether that information is earth-shattering or just a simple idea for a salad, it is information. Once you get used to the fact that you can get that information inspirationally, you get better and better information to help you make better choices and attract more and more positive experiences. On the next module is the basic meditation designed to take you to that hallway and door that we call the jumping off place to get to your twin self. So find a relaxed place where you'll be undisturbed for a few minutes, and we will begin with the basic jump meditation.